A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nedarim Nun Aleph, Nedarim 51b, pagination is 102, will start from the Gemara, which is just beneath the midway on the page. We're dealing with cases of vows, where a person makes a vow, a neder, that he will not benefit or taste a certain item, and depending on his wording, we will understand what is actually included in his vow. Tanya, we learned. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, Dog sha'ani toim, if he says fish without the hay, that I shouldn't eat, I shouldn't taste, osur bigedolim umota biktanim, he's going to be forbidden in the big ones, but he's going to be allowed to eat small ones. And there's discussion in the Yerushalmi, elsewhere, how we define big and small, but that's the idea that a dog means big. Doga sha'ani toim, if he says doga with the hay, that I'm not going to taste, asur biktanim, then he's forbidden to eat small ones, umuta bigdolim, but he's going to be allowed to eat big ones. And apparently, doga, according to the Gemara, has an understood, implied size orientation as to what is being forbidden, and it is only when he says dog doga, both she'ini toim, aser bein begedolim bein bektanim, that he would be bound both on big and on small with the restriction that he created through his neder. Amalei Rav Papa la Abaye. Rav Papa said to Abaye, regarding this ruling, Mimai, how do you know? The dog she'ini toim godol hu, that when it says dog, it means big ones, and that's how the vow should be understood. Dichsiv, it's a pasuk in the book of Yonah, Vayiman Hashem dog godol livloa es Yonah, that Hashem sent a big fish, dog without the hay, to swallow Yonah. Vaksiv, it also says over there, in the beginning of the second perek, just a few psukim later, Vayispalol Yonah el Hashem Elokov mim'ei hadaga. Yonah was davening to Hashem, communicating with Hashem, from the womb, from the inside of the daga with a hay. It sounds like it's interchangeable. So the Gemara answers, Halo kasha, that's not a kasha. Indeed, dog means big. And if you have a problem that just shortly thereafter we find Yonah in a daga, that shouldn't bother you. Because Dilma, maybe, palte dog gadol, a big fish spit him out, ubale dog katon, and a small fish swallowed him up. There was a transfer. And that would explain why he starts off in a dog, and shortly thereafter he's in a daga, which our Gemara understands to mean a smaller fish. Now, this that our Gemara says Dilma on, maybe he went from a big fish to a small fish. If you look in the Mefarshim of Yonah, based on the Medrash, this dikduk, this paying attention to the word dog and daga, indeed teaches us something very great. According to the Medrash, he started off in a male fish, and he was comfortable. It didn't bother him. And Hashem ordered one fish to spit him out into a different fish, into a female that was carrying, that was pregnant, so that he should be squashed, he should be cramped. So what our Gemara takes to mean big fish, small fish, the Medrash makes an inference and understands it to be male, female, meaning a place where he had a lot of space to a place where he had very little space and he was cramped. The Marsha wonders that later on in Perek Beis, when the fish finally spits him out, it's referred to as a dog, which, if we're following this through carefully, is masculine, feminine, masculine. And he just writes, V'yesh liyashiv, it's possible to give an answer. He doesn't spend time answering. Perhaps the female fish finally gave birth towards the end of the ordeal, and it was no longer important that it was a female, and therefore it goes back to being a dog in description, because its status as a female was no longer relevant in order to cramp him. Our Gemara refers to this entire topic as a dilma, as a maybe. It went from a dog gadol to a dog katan, and presumably would view the words of the Medrash also. This is a little bit of a dilma. Our Gemara does not consider it binding tradition absolute, that if you don't believe this, you're out. There seem to be different approaches. It's not perfectly binding that that's the only way to understand the psukim. Indeed, the Malbim in Yonah refers to it as dog kolel zachar unikeva, without the hay, refers to both male and female, and daga hu shem hakibbutz. And the word daga with the hay refers to the category of fish. And indeed, our Gemara continues and says, even if you want to make inferences of big fish, small fish, etc., elavahadaga asher by armesa, when it says in Chumash Mos by the Makos that the fish in the river died, Pashas Va'era, are you going to tell me Kitanim Mesu, only the small ones died, and Gedolim Lo Mesu, and the big ones didn't die? It uses the word Daga with a hay. You're going to infer that it means small ones, which was the method that our Gemara was using, that Dog means big and Daga means small. It doesn't seem that based on the Psukim, you could really use this inference as a binding explanation. Ela, rather, our Gemara says, Daga mashma gedolim mashma ktanim. The word Daga means big and small, and we're not going to make any binding inferences from that. We're not going to, in our dictionary, define it one way or the other. Rather, the reason that when you say Dog, you mean to restrict large fish, and Daga means to restrict small fish, is because b'nedarim haloch achaloshan b'nei adam, when it comes to vows, you follow the wording of people, and that's apparently the way people in that locale spoke. One final thought. When we studied the book of Yonah, and we have this dog initially, Daga later on, and then back to dog, and we're wondering what is the function of that Daga in the middle. Was it male? Was it female? Big? Small? What is the purpose of the word Daga? So there's a fascinating wording in the Abarbanel in which he approaches the story of Yonah, that a fish swallows Yonah up. And how do we wrap our head around that? How do we understand that? And the Abarbanel writes, Ein ze mimasha yivatel amunas hanes. This should not be difficult to appreciate the miracle here. It's not so hard to wrap your head around what happened. Ve'einenu haro'os, because we see this all the time. Sheha'ubar, that you have the fetus, Yoshev b'me'ei imo, is able to survive in the womb of the mother. And although the Abarbanel doesn't focus on the word Daga, but perhaps that's the insight that the Pasuk wanted to share with us, that he was swallowed by a dog. perhaps masculine, perhaps irrelevant. It's just Doug encompasses male, female, and it wasn't relevant. But if you want to understand how he could be mispalel, how he can exist in a very cognitive way inside the fish, so the pasuk uses the word daga as a quick reminder that such things happen all the time with the female of so many species, where inside the creature there is indeed another creature which is surviving and growing, existing. And the word daga is not intended necessarily as big, small, pregnant, female, etc. Although according to one medrash and many of the mefarshim, that's how you understand the psukim. But it could be that it was simply in order to make us appreciate what happened here, and that Hashem wasn't making a miracle that doesn't exist at its essence on any application, and therefore it was a dog, male, female, irrelevant, and it's a dog at the end when it spits him out, but it's a doga, specifically in Pasuk Beis, when you have Vayispalel Yonah, Yonah is going to author a specific prayer, and it makes it easier for us to appreciate what indeed is happening over here. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.